It's spectacular. I mean, it's fun to come here, and people are always coming up to you and say, oh, it was so great. This guy from Nepal somehow landed in my backyard, and we invited him in for some tea, and we took him all the way back to town. And please tell people to come land in our yard. Well, typically, paragliding pilots, their goal is to go to Spokane or up into the Okanagan. So if they land locally, it's quite grateful because they're probably not super happy because that wasn't really their goal of where they wanted to land. But it's been quite gracious. The people here have been phenomenally supportive of paragliding over the years.
Just the flying here, what is so special about flying Lake Chelan and off of the top of Chelan Butte?
Really, it's two things. The Chelan Butte itself is a cone, and what happens during the day is when it's warm here and sun heats up all sides of that cone, it produces a very dramatic thermal that allows us to get up to 10, 12,000 feet directly above the cone. Then when we head across the river and head over to the flats, all the flatland flying is green fields next to brown fields. Each of those brown fields is creating, if you will, a fountain of hot air. And so we get to play hopscotch. We get to go to over one brown field, get up high, start flying to the next one, and allows us to literally fly from Chelan over to Spokane or up into the Okanagan. There aren't many places in the world where it's as special a place to fly it as it is here. So it's kind of the bonsai pipeline, if you will, for surfing of paragliding.
I'm going to let you give the phrase of how you termed your fellow pilots in terms of their age bracket and what they're going through in this time. But really, these pilots are from all over the world, a lot of successful people that have carved out successful careers and now doing this for fun.
I would say a good 80% of paragliding pilots are men, and typically they're in their mid-40s when they pick up the sport. And we jokingly say we pick it up as our midlife crisis event. So they'll come in and it's an exciting thing to learn. It definitely focuses the mind. A lot of paragliding pilots become meditators after paragliding because if you're up flying in the sky, it allows you to really focus in on the present moment. It becomes very difficult while you're flying to think about your job, your wife, your kids, other things. And so your mind becomes restful. But beyond that, what we find is once people really get into the sport and they start flying in the exotic places, is there's a great opportunity to help them become philanthropic and to really give back in these local communities. And that's been a big part of the work that we do at the Cloud-Based Foundation, which is really our goal is to turn paragliding pilots into philanthropic pilots, to be able to get back locally.